This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Classified as important, classified as intelligent, classified as sometimes irrelevant, and sometimes irreverent. Don't you realize, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Doug Steffen. Kara Schillen is here with me. Yeah, I know you realize that probably if you've been listening for years or months or days. But it was on this date 13 years ago, and the occasion was the last Super Bowl to be played in Houston. The circumstance now described as Janet Jackson's wardrobe malfunction. How about that, boys and girls? All hell broke loose on the indecency front, for radio and television fines were flying all over the place, and some of the television hosts and radio people lost their jobs. So the fast forward is to next week. I think you're going to be... I doubt it. But the attention that was given to that reminds me somewhat of all the attention that's being given to this situation with who comes in and who doesn't. There are very few people, I've realized, in our country who have more power than somebody who works for the Customs and Border Protection group, whether they be down in Mexico or the people that you see when you get off the plane at any one of our nation's international airports. They've got a lot of power. I don't know whether you realize that or not. And that's more exemplified by the fact that there are half a dozen different interpretations going around of what rights travelers have and how to interpret this new special ruling. And so with that, I sort of, as we get into, the fourth or fifth day of this, understand that there are 98 million people who came into our country last year via airports, 98 million. And of that group, 724,000 were detained, arrested, or refused entry. This is data from the Customs and Border Protection people themselves. And the reasons, when asked by reporters, are varied: outstanding foreign arrest warrants, immigration issues, failure to declare the proper documentation, agricultural hazards, all those things, and more. And so I found one example of a fellow flying from the Dominican Republic to Seattle. He went through Miami this past summer, and he was routinely searched. He was detained in Miami for 6 hours. He found himself subject to the secondary screening process, known, interestingly enough, as the SSSS. Remind you of something else from about, 80 years ago? The SSSS that was stamped on his boarding pass indicated that he needed to be searched. So he was taken to a separate room. He said the officers were polite and courteous. He suspected that something was abnormal, however, because of the way they were going through his bags, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The random additional screening to which he was subject is something that has to do with the number of these 700,000 people. His ethnicity was a focus. He was told by airline staff that he could be on a list because of the way he looks. And then, you know, he reports on what happened as he was trying to go again from the Dominican Republic to Seattle. And it's one example of hundreds of thousands of them that occurred last year. It happens. It's been happening. So I say, as I look back at some of these, occurrences here, those people who protest about this, I think you don't know history particularly well. Here's a quiz question. Ready? Who said this? All Americans are rightly disturbed by the number of illegal aliens entering our country. That's why our administration has moved aggressively to secure our borders by hiring record numbers of new border guards, by deporting twice as many criminal aliens as ever before, by cracking down on illegal hiring, by barring welfare benefits to illegals. In this budget this year, I will present a way to do more to speed the deportation of illegals who are arrested for crimes, to better identify illegal aliens in the workplace, and better identify the people who are here improperly. Who said that? 888-302-3684. 888-302-DOUG. Who said all Americans are rightly disturbed by the number of illegals entering our country? That's why our administration has moved aggressively to secure the borders by hiring a record number of new border guards, by deporting twice as many criminal aliens as ever, by cracking down on illegal hiring, by barring welfare benefits to illegals. In the budget this year, I will present a way for us to speed the deportation of illegals who are arrested for crimes, to better identify illegal aliens in the workplace, and so forth, and so on. So, who said that, and how does it apply to the current circumstance? 888-302-3684. I find it is important for us to stay present, stay clear on this. I thought it was interesting. Yesterday, President Obama released his first comments on the new administration and a statement regarding the executive order and immigration policy. Let's listen to a reporter reading the statement.
President Obama has put out his first public statement since leaving office. We have this here. This is about the travel ban and some of the protests that we've seen. He said his spokesman says President Obama is heartened by the level of engagement taking place in communities around the country. In his final official speech as president, he spoke about the important role of citizens and how all Americans have a responsibility to be the guardians of our democracy, not just during an election, but every day. Citizens exercising their constitutional right to assemble, organize, and have their voices heard by their elected officials is exactly what we expect to see when American values are at stake. With regard to comparisons to President Obama's foreign policy decisions, as we've heard before, the president fundamentally disagrees with the notion of discriminating against individuals because of their faith or religion.
All right. So he fundamentally disagrees. I would call your attention to 2011, when the Obama administration blocked all Iraqi refugees from entering the U.S. for 6 months. I believe there was another time in which that happened. Pretty interesting. All right, let's see if we can figure out who it was that said all Americans are disturbed by the number of illegal aliens entering the country, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Bill's Robert. You can be Robert. I'll not call on Bill if you have the right answer. Robert, hello.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm well, thank you. How about you?
Yeah, I'm doing all right.
All right, so who was it that said our administration is moving aggressively to secure our borders by hiring a record number of border guards, deporting twice as many aliens, cracking down on illegal hiring, barring welfare benefits to illegals? Who said that?
Was it Bill Clinton?
It was Bill Clinton in his State of the Union address 22 years ago. Bill Clinton said those exact words. So I find it interesting, and the only reason that's not really political, I wonder what you think, Robert, and some of your friends, maybe coworkers, as this thing has been discussed, the whole thing, I believe, has been read. It was very poorly handled by this administration. The way they did it was sloppy. But the other side of it is, this has been done before by every president since Ronald Reagan. In a way, in some way, shape, or form, it's been handled better, but it's been the same thing's been done. So why all the hoopla now, do you think?
Well, to be honest with you, I mean, I spent 27 years in the U.S. Army, so most of my friends are Republican, but I think a majority of the probably younger generation, you know, they really don't like what Donald Trump stands for. So I think in the near future, anything that he does is going to be looked at with a fine-tooth comb. And I just think Americans in general are just kind of ignorant to a lot of things that go on in the country because they live in their little cities and their little life, and they have no idea what's going on in the world.
I think that is that holds true, present company excluded, to a lot of younger people who are not clued in and don't care to be clued in. They only know what they know now, and they're not worried. And, you know, to a point, there are a lot of us who believe in the philosophy of this philosophy espoused by a fellow named Tolle, T-O-L-L-E, who's written a book called The Power of Now. It's all about being present in the present, not worrying about what happened before, not be able to do anything about what's the future score, so you can only work in the now. And in the now, we have a problem in this country, and it needs to be addressed. Whether it's being addressed correctly or not remains to be seen. I looked at, somebody suggested, sent me an email, actually, and it said, this is not about being against immigrants, it's about doing things legally. If I were to come over to your house, I'd knock on the front door. I wouldn't walk around your house, crawl in through your bathroom window, and then sneak up behind you and scream, feed me, feed me, feed me. So maybe you can take that representation to heart. Robert, thanks for the call. Bill Clinton said those words. Speaking of words, I got lots of them. It's about words here on Good Day. It's 18 after the hour. It's Valentine's surprise time. Doug Steffen here with a Valentine gift idea. If you're tired of the same old flower routine, then to honor your Valentine, who is very special, what you need are fresh dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries, starting at just $19.99 plus shipping, or double the berries for just $10 more. You just need my code to take advantage of that deal. Use the code DJV. The berries are dripping in tempting white or milk or dark chocolate. Yum, yum, yum. Topped with chocolate chips, decorative swizzles, chopped nuts, you name it, you can get it. Choose a gift from Sherry's Berries. Visit berries.com, B-E-R-R-I-E-S, berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in DJV. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone and type in DJV. Order them right now while you're thinking about it. Go to berries.com, use the code DJV.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that. Because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a TorqueFlite 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. Data is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registrations. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
There matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
As a a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 67cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
One of the great, they call the blue-eyed soul, the great rock groups of the 60s, 70s, 80s. One of them is gone, but they still are out. The one that's still alive is outperforming. They had hit after hit after hit after hit. Sound like a jock. Well, I was for 9 years. The Righteous Brothers were affected greatly by the killing of one of the Righteous Brothers' wives back in the 1976, I think it was. Bill Medley of the Righteous Brothers, his wife named Karen, was killed in Los Angeles. This was January 30th, 1976, so it was 41 years ago. And over the weekend, the L.A. Sheriff's Department announced that they had solved the murder with DNA evidence. So they're having a press conference today, apparently, Jennifer, and they will reveal who it is that killed this lady, who is the mother of two children. Familial DNA identified the murderer. According to reports, the method is a new technique that law enforcement is starting to use. It's pretty controversial, and it likely reveals relatives of suspects, identifies them, and so that's how she was sexually assaulted. She was strangled, so.
Do you remember this story?
I do remember.
Was this a big news story at the time?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Along with the death of the other Righteous Brother who died in Kalamazoo, Michigan early 1990, if I remember correctly. And he died of an overdose. And as it happened, I was visiting. I think it was Milwaukee or something. I'm pretty sure it was Kalamazoo. It may have been Kalamazoo where they had been. And I stayed in the same hotel room where he died. I didn't know it until after I left.
At least anyway. You can find out in the middle of the night, because that could have been worse.
No. Anyway, so I'm not sure, Jennifer, the local story on this is whether they've arrested this person or not yet. Do you know, is there anything that was floating around over the weekend that would clarify whether they actually have this guy under arrest?
Gosh, you know what? I have no idea. The only news I heard all weekend was all the airport's shenanigans, so
yeah.
No.
Yeah. Anyway. At the time, Medley had been divorced from this lady. It was 1976, as I said. They were married in 64 and divorced in 1970. Both very young when they got married.
They have a son, right?
Yes, they do have a son. Yep.
So she was only 32 when she died, so he must have been little.
Yeah, and they were married, you know, very young. I think she was a teenager when they got married. So anyway, if they find, if they have found this person, it would be interesting to see how this all shakes out. That is this new way of using DNA. Also in the music news department here, Stevie Nicks is talking about her first solo tour in 4 years, the 24-karat gold tour, which is the final show from this, which now is over, number three on the tally list. The show was at the Forum in Inglewood. I think the last one, sellout crowd of 14,000 and grossed 1.3 million. That's not unusual, by the way. Some of these big venues, 1 million, 1.3, 1.5. This is, you know, New York, Madison Square Garden. That's how much Billy Joel takes in every month from having these tours.
Right.
So the tour started last October in Phoenix. And I think now they've had a break, but she's going back on the road in Reno starting the end of February, right?
Yeah, she's hitting the road again with the Pretenders. They've been her opening act for most of this tour, so it's done really well. People seem to... I mean, I saw Stevie with Fleetwood Mac a year ago, and they were just incredible, and she sounded amazing. Yeah. But it's great that she's doing so well on her own.
Yeah, it's taken in $25 million last fall.
Yeah.
So good for her. Nothing wrong with that. It's the 28 after the hour here.
Hey, everyone. Proactive has a special offer for our listeners. Stay tuned for a 100% risk-free offer that includes a free giveaway and free shipping. Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With prescription-grade Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. Want to try Proactive Plus? They're letting everyone try Proactive Plus 100% risk-free. Plus, they're giving away two free gifts and free shipping when you call right now. 800-281-8770. You heard right. A risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free gifts, and free shipping. Take it from me, Proactive really works. So here's the deal again for our listeners. You'll get prescription-grade Proactive Plus, their amazing skin purifying mask, and a second gift of your choice. Totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you don't pay a penny. Call now. 800-281-8770. That's 800-281-8770. One more time. Ready? 800-281-8770.
80% of New Year's resolutions are history in months. Lifestyle expert Valerie Greenberg says make it easy to stay on track.
Washing hair takes time. I love the weightless formula of Dove Volume Dry Shampoo. Cleans by absorbing oil and keeps hair refreshed.
Ensure against downtime with a well-stocked medicine cabinet.
I pledge to have Colby's lozenges on hand, clinically proven to shorten the duration of colds by almost half. Their new gummies shorten your cold and also tackle cold and flu symptoms like cough, congestion, and sore throat.
More at videopump.tv.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about $10 a month to join, so even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, and have fun doing it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Day of January, the 31st of January. It is 2017. I am Doug Steffen. She is Kara Schillen. We are here to discuss with you the suspicious things going on in our world. The world is shaken by the Trump immigration directive. Why? Listen to this. From England yesterday, outrage over Donald Trump's immigration ban has caused the UK Parliament, the House of Commons, to vote unanimously requesting the repeal of this order, or the travel ban, since its foundation, Mr. Speaker. Oh, let's see if I can do this in... No, not any good as a limey. The U.S. has been built on the back of immigrants across the world, says the Labour Party Chief Edward Miliband. I learned, Mr. Speaker, that this great nation had put in place measures that would prevent mine and my family's ability to travel, study, and feel welcome there. I don't see... Well, there's a one of the members of Parliament is a Muslim named Nadine Zawali. Okay, he was born in Iraq, but he is a British citizen. His sons are in school here in the United States. So anyway, there has been a lot of discussion about these policies. My guess is that now that there's been this, what is there, not even 2 weeks, president's been in office for 10 days, and the honeymoon, if there ever was one, is over, although he did yesterday sign an order to cut regulations, which is very popular with Americans of all stripes who understand what's going on in the world of business. And there has been pretty good reaction to Trump on Wall Street in the stock market until yesterday. There was a big drop. As a matter of fact, it was the most significant since his election. So what is that? You can be sure there's going to be a lot of push on Trump to do things smarter and better, more thoughtfully. And so we'll see how that suggestion holds up, because today, according to what President Trump said yesterday, he's going to announce his choice for the Supreme Court. There are a lot of people speculating about the nomination. Circuit Judges Neil Gorsuch, Thomas Hardiman, and William Pryor are the top contenders, apparently. And the news media, their whole business about finally, when he finally reveals. What do you mean finally? He's been in office for 10 days, for God's sakes. Finally? Finally, we could say if he announced it a year from now. See, this is the same stuff that I'm talking about. This is the distraction. This is the gang bang mentality of the news media. It's not going to work. Sooner or later, it's going to cost them, whether it costs Trump or not. It's absurd. But they need to do a better job. Trump and his people need to do a better job. They can't be tone deaf to all of this stuff. Because they'll have the 11 hours a day that most lawyers work for the ACLU will all be spent chasing Donald Trump around. You'd be interested to know whether you like him or you don't like him. Donations. The ACLU has received in the last 4 days $24 million in donations. That's six times their annual donation average. And in four days, many of those who have given money to the ACLU never donated before. The support is from people who oppose the travel ban. Celebrities, investors, just average Joes. The rideshare app Lyft plans to donate $1 million to the ACLU over the next 4 years. Their competition Uber came under fire for trying to profit on the ban by strike breaking the Taxi Workers Alliance. That didn't go. What it is business and opportunity, and so they're just being smart. But it is interesting that they got so much money in donations. I find that to be very interesting. And then there's the other side of this in terms of how people react. Because there are two sides to this. As we continue to present, there are two issues here, two sides. You remember yesterday, I think, we were talking about this, Kara, how the fellow that runs Starbucks, Howard Schultz, said they were going to hire 10,000 refugees at locations all around the world. Supporters of the ban started by hashtagging #BuyStarbucks. And the social media campaigns and boycotts have been playing a big part in the platform. Lyft announcing their deal, as I mentioned, Airbnb offer free housing to any immigrants displaced by the ban and that sort of thing. But there are a lot of Trump supporters who are on social media saying they're going to boycott Starbucks because of the announcement, which is just as foolish as...
Yeah, am I the only one who gets annoyed by the boycotting of these companies? Because to me, like, the people that it really impacts are the people that work there, and just the normal people who are working there every day trying to make money. Like, yeah. This never really seems to affect, like, the CEOs and the people who make the decisions.
No.
That's what's frustrating to me.
And I would suggest to you that, as I sort of said a few minutes ago, when it comes down to what will impact Trump and the people around him, at least initially, is what's going on in the stock market. They're going to look at that and somehow or other figure, okay, we got to do something. The news media is not on your side. The whole thing has been so blown out of proportion that it isn't even funny. It's ridiculous. But yet, it sets a tone. So if you want to be successful, then you got to look at the whole picture. The hard-edged positions on free trade and jobs that are offshore and the tax code will change our country. And it'll only be successful if he presents it well and isn't a bully. That you can't be a bully. And even though people liked his sort of upfront approach, maybe some people describe it as bullying. I think some of the stuff he did during the campaign, he did bully people. Now you're not going to be successful. I would think he'd want to be successful. And he won't be successful if they stay on this present course. Do the things you want to do, but do them intelligently and sell it. You got to sell this stuff. And so, but figure that the news media is not going to be your friend and figure out how to get around the news media. And maybe part of that is by inviting talk radio people into the White House and having the story told directly, having more people in the administration available to answer questions from the listeners, from hosts, that kind of stuff. As he looks at the stock market and sees it goes down, they'll be on his tail today. The people who are running Wall Street, they will be. And so at some point, this stuff has got to become reflective, or it fails and he fails and he doesn't last. I mean, there'll be people gunning for him. I don't mean that literally, but what they're already doing. I mean, look at the news media. That's a form of elimination, trying to find a way to eliminate him and his policies, or what he is and who he is and what he stands for. So this is not going to let up. I find it unpleasant, and I don't like much talking about it, but I think observationally I have something every day, and that's what this hour is for in this program, to just sort of let me vent and hear from you in one way or another. It's an easy connection, Doug@DougStephan.com, besides the 888-302-3684. You can also send me stuff on Twitter, @DougStephan, STEPHAN, 43 past the hour on Good Day. It's Valentine's surprise time. Doug Stephan here with a Valentine gift idea. If you're tired of the same old flower routine, then to honor your Valentine, who is very special, what you need are fresh dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries, starting at just $19.99 plus shipping, or double the berries for just $10 more. You just need my code to take advantage of that deal. Use the code DJV. The berries are dripping in tempting white or milk or dark chocolate. Yum, yum, yum. Topped with chocolate chips, decorative swizzles, chopped nuts, you name it, you can get it. Choose a gift from Sherry's Berries. Visit berries.com, B-E-R-R-I-E-S, berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in DJV. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone and type in DJV. Order them right now while you're thinking about it. Go to berries.com, use the code DJV.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. This good economic news presents a unique financial opportunity for you. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how much we can lower your mortgage payment. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Being there matters. And in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, Your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
America, it's time for some straight talk. You love your phone. Look at you. You hardly put it down. But you don't love that expensive wireless plan, do you? So what if I told you you can keep that phone, network, and number two for half the cost? Well, this is me telling you. It's time to switch to straight talk, guys. Bring your own phone and get unlimited plans starting at just $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight talk wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
All right, 46 after the hour. We all walk in different shoes. So we all have different thoughts about things that are going on here. I wonder what we have in terms of thoughts about this character who's the president in the Philippines, who says he's going to put the war on drugs on hold because he has something more important to do with the talent and the legal system in the Philippines. Listen to this.
The president of the Philippines paused the country's notorious drug war to declare war on what he calls scalawags, or corrupt police officers. During a press conference, President Rodrigo Duterte called for a list of who the scalawags are to cleanse the police ranks of corruption. This new war seems to stem from the murder of a South Korean businessman at the hands of anti-drug police. Duterte apologized for the killing earlier this week. More than 7,000 people have been killed in the Philippines since Duterte began his war on drugs after taking office. On Monday, the Philippine National Police Chief said the police would be switching tracks to tackle corruption, but he mentioned they might return to the drug war later on. Duterte originally promised he'd solve the drug problem by December 2016, but he later extended that deadline to March 2017. Now, he says he's extending it to the last day of his term in 2022.
All right. I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house down.
Do they count as corrupt police officers if he's the one who told them to kill drug dealers?
Yeah. Hello. Like ding, 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 ding. All right, let's find out what's going on with Al Gore, shall we? There's a new climate change conference being held this week. Center for Disease Control and Prevention canceled climate change conferences, but one's going on, the one that was planned is going on no matter what. Hosted by former Vice President Al Gore, as we hear in this announcement.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's recently canceled climate change conference will go on, with or without the CDC. Al Gore has announced that he will host a climate and health meeting in place of the CDC's summit. That summit, which had been in the works for months, was supposed to give public health officials the chance to learn more about how climate change could affect human health. The CDC quietly called it off ahead of Donald Trump's inauguration without much explanation, just that it was considering rescheduling the summit later this year. And that didn't sit well with Gore. He said in a statement, "Health professionals urgently need the very best science in order to protect the public, and climate science has increasingly critical implications for their day-to-day work." The move was also met with criticism from environmental and public health advocates who believe climate science should be a public issue, not a partisan one. Gore's teaming up with several non-government sponsors to put on the meeting, including the American Public Health Association, the Climate Reality Project, and the Harvard Global Health Institute. Gore didn't say if CDC officials would attend the new meeting, which will take place at the nonprofit Carter Center in Atlanta on February 16th.
All right, that's the update. It's 10 minutes for the hour. I'm Doug Steffen on Good Day.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Now, we all know every year traditionally during the month of February, it's Heart Month, it's Valentine's Month, all of that stuff, matters of the heart. But what is there, when it comes right down to it, the real matters of the heart, your heart? How are you doing? How does it feel? What's the history in your family? We're joined now by Dr. Alan Gass, who is the medical director of cardiac transplantation and mechanical circulatory support. Wow. At Westchester Medical Center. He's worked at Mount Sinai before in their heart transplant program. He's joined by Laurie Jennings, who's here from Good Housekeeping Institute. The initiative here is to get people to think not just during the month of February, I would think, Dr. Gass, but all year long, looking at the impact of what is called heart failure, HF, its symptoms, ways to manage the condition, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So what do we need to know getting started here?
Hi, Doug and Victoria. So I'm working today with Novartis and Good Housekeeping during American Heart Month to educate the American people about heart failure. Heart failure is a condition that the heart can no longer pump as efficiently as it could, and therefore the blood doesn't circulate and people feel symptoms like shortness of breath, fatigue, and they just feel like they can't do things the way they were previously able to do it. The other important thing is to introduce a breakthrough medication called Entresto, which basically has been proven to make more people stay alive and, importantly, out of the hospital. It's a medication that's not right for everybody, so if you're pregnant or if you have a history of angioedema, you should not take it, and you shouldn't take it along with certain other heart failure medications like ACEs or an ARB, and you should talk to your doctor about which medication is right for you.
All right, so that sounds like something we see a lot of these ads on TV now for various medications, and they spend 15, 20 seconds telling you how good it is, and then 45 seconds telling you how bad the stuff is. And I always sort of am taken back by it. I would have thought that they do more harm than good, but apparently not, because there's a lot of that advertising. Tell us the name of this drug again, will you, Dr. Gass?
It's called Entresto.
Entresto? Entresto.
Yep.
And how do drugs like this come about? How you're involved in the transplantation unit, so are these things that would be used after a transplant as well? What are you, and just as an aside, how are we doing in the transplantation department? You don't hear much about it anymore because it's become fairly commonplace, has it not?
Correct. Those are very good questions, Doug. So Entresto works to basically improve the function of the heart and make people stay alive and out of the hospital. It is actually intended to avoid a transplant. So early enough, those patients may not ever need a transplant. Now, transplantation has come a long way. As you know, the first transplant was 1987. I personally have 6 patients that are beyond 20 years after their heart transplant.
God love you.
Doug, it has become very commonplace, and it's the accepted therapy for very advanced heart failure.
Yeah, all right. So that's good to know. Laurie Jennings, let's bring you in on this conversation. As the member of the Good Housekeeping Institute, there are the Good Housekeeping people have a lot of different ways of dealing or helping people deal with problems like this, including suggestions for lifestyle changes that would perhaps get in the way of heart failure or certainly help those who have it to live with it. What do you suggest?
Absolutely. So healthy modifications are really key in helping manage a condition like heart failure. So at Good Housekeeping, we are always trying to help people live healthier lives. And things like eating a low-sodium diet, for example, you want to have an active lifestyle, you want to quit smoking, and you want to get adequate rest. So those 4 key factors will really help you, if you are dealing with this condition, manage your condition better.
All right. And so foods that people ought to be eating. Some of this stuff seems to be redundant and simple and common sense, but maybe a repeat or a suggestion or an underscore here, Laurie, is important as well.
Absolutely. So it's very key to eat those healthy foods, those whole foods like fruits and vegetables and whole grains. I like to often say, you know, eat the rainbow. So you're looking at dark leafy greens, you're looking at red vegetables and orange vegetables and brightly colored fruits. All of those nutrients come from all the bright colors in those foods. And then you want to layer in things like nuts and avocados and some salmon, for example. So a little bit of variety, you know, shop the perimeter of the grocery store. That's a really great tip because all of the processed food is in the middle. That's the stuff that you want to try and avoid because that's the stuff that has so much sodium. Or if you have to, obviously we need a few things from there. You want to, before you put anything in your cart, you want to turn the item around and look at the nutritional facts label so you can actually see the level of salt, the level of fiber, the number of calories and fat. All of those are really important to look at.
Lots of physical activity as well. All right, Dr. Gass, thank you. Laurie Jennings, thank you. As a focus on February, getting into it, and Heart Month.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.